The only way forward is down. Brian, don't answer it. You need to get going. I stood at my cubicle, looking at the extension number that showed up on the phone display. I knew who it was and why they were calling. I glanced at my watch, and then across the room at the woman who was glaring at me. It was 3:30 on a Friday afternoon, and it had been a terribly busy day. I was the production and inventory manager of a manufacturing company that ran 3 shifts, 7 days a week. Connie had been in our plant longer than anyone and had helped train me. We both reported directly to the plant manager, who had already left for the day. I smiled at her as the phone continued to ring. What? I still have time. I had told Connie about my weekend plans first thing that morning and had asked her to help me leave by 4 because my wife was expecting me to meet up with her at a nearby resort that afternoon. Connie had done her part every time I entered the office that day, reminding me of how much time I had left to finish my work. The problem was that there was no one else to do the work if I didn't. It was 2009, and we were struggling to survive. I had been given 3 different positions since starting at the company. I was expected to maintain the workload from my previous positions even as I was learning the new positions. It was complete chaos every day, and my boss had demanded more of me than I ever thought I was capable of handling. Looking back on that time now, I know what the reason was, but I will get to that later. Connie decided to pick up her extension and answer the call. Hello? No, he is just leaving. She waved me towards the door, so I sat down to change out of my work shoes. Connie wrote something down and showed it to me as she was listening on the phone, and I shook my head. She suddenly looked shocked. We didn't complete the production order on time, and the truck was in the dock waiting for the finished parts. The call came from the head of the shipping department, and he was trying to keep the driver from leaving.